Okay, so we have a few questions for our panelists. This is for you. Arizona SB 1167 was approved on Wednesday by the legislators. It was revised from the previous anti-BDS bill to only apply to companies with more than 10 employees. Do you think this will hold up in court? I know you're not a lawyer.
Yeah. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not involved in defending that case, of course, but I think it may hold up what they've done. What happens is these bills are unconstitutional. People sue saying that they're unconstitutional, and what the legislators do, they say, it doesn't really apply to you. That's basically what they do. They try to carve out people who are impacted by these bills and have lost their jobs to say it doesn't really affect you. So what is the point exactly of these laws if any time somebody is impacted by them, the legislature runs away and says, no, we didn't mean you. Well, who do you mean then? Who do you mean? I'll tell you who they mean. They want to silence people, and they think nobody's going to challenge it, and nobody's going to bother to challenge it. And simply by having the laws on the books, they can silence and stigmatize boycotts, divestment, and sanctions. So that's their real plan and what they hope to do. And they hope to commingle and blur any distinction between Israel and the settlements. Right? They like to say, you're boycotting Israel, even if you boycott Hebron or Ariel or Ephrat.
Thank you. Now a couple questions for Martin. Here is, do you think the settlers should be legally deemed combatants rather than civilians?
Well, having served in the U.S. Army in the MASH unit, I guess I'm qualified to answer that. There is a rogue element in the settler population, but make no bones about it. There's a settlement militia that's funded by our rich Jewish donors and Christian evangelicals. And they are 20 or 30 members in this militia unit. And when they go out and maim and murder Palestinians, I think they fit the definition. And they have done a lot of nasty things. I don't have the time to go into all of it, but I think they're combatants. They're armed. They go after Palestinians who are armed with, you know, pitchforks or their olive groves. So I think they're combatants. Does that answer the question?
And can you also explain a little more who the plaintiffs and the defendants are in this case?
Yeah. I was remiss. We have Palestinians, we have Palestinian Americans.
As plaintiffs.
And it may come as a surprise to you. These Palestinians want the State Department to reclaim their property. We have folks who have lost $3 to $4 million of real estate, stolen by settlers. Confirmed in an Israeli government report, forged deeds, by the way. So the Palestinians are in the lawsuit. Al Tamimi is the lead plaintiff. He's been arrested 12 times, tortured 10 times, lost a brother-in-law and a sister because of settlers who murdered them. His crime, every Saturday he shows up and protests settlement encroachment. The other Palestinians are folks that have lost their homes, lost their children, lost their siblings, lost their olive groves and everything else.
And the defendants are Americans, like Sheldon Adelson?
Well, yeah, defendants are rich people and also 501c3s. I believe if you got rid of the $2 billion money laundering scheme that occurs every year, you'd put a dent in the ability of these settlers to expand settlements, maim and murder their Palestinian neighbors, arm themselves with Kalashnikovs. So that's where the money comes from. So we're going after the people who promote arms trafficking. I can't believe it that America, a country I love, and I think we have to educate the people in the hinterland about this. There are people who are spending $1 million promoting violence in the OPT, in contradiction of Senator Bush's executive order and Senator Clinton's order, and they take tax write-offs because the settlers are allowed to purchase Kalashnikovs. So we're going after those people as defendants. So.
Okay, so this is, yeah. This is not a question for Martin, but it's a statement. My Palestinian family was harassed for 10 years by our neighbor. We came to you for advice. We followed your advice, and we won the case in the court. The harassment included smearing our cars with swastikas over and over by our Jewish neighbor. Any thoughts? Thank you, Mr. McMahon. God bless you.
Unfortunately, we get too many requests to help. I'm a small law firm. I must have contributed $120,000 to this case so far of my own money with law clerks and associates. I'm glad this client felt that he got satisfied. I think you all know in this room there's an unequal distribution of wealth in America, which is imperiling our democracy and will kill us over time. And that allows rich people to gain access to top law firm talent. Look at the 30 law firms I'm battling, you know? So I think we have to do something about that issue. I try to make myself affordable in some fixed fee arrangement to bring on lawsuits that I think are viable. As a Jewish psychiatrist friend said to me one day, Martin, you can't air condition in the world. And he said, remember what we say in New York, you're pissing on my head and you tell me it's raining out, you know? So I try to do the best I can with limited resources. There are a tremendous number of great lawyers out there, but gee, lawyers come up to me every day and say, why do you represent those people, those Muslims? You have banks. And I said, I don't know, I'm Irish, so. Does that answer the question?
It sure does. And so this last question, I think, will lead into Connor Kelly, who will tell us about what's happening in our final ideas fair. What can people and groups do to help you win the lawsuit against Sheldon Adelson and the settlers? Who can we talk to? And Connor, you can tell us where we can talk to him after the break.
I'm sorry? That's for me?
Yeah.
What is it?
But my point is that you'll be around during the afternoon break, and you can talk to people who want to find out how they can help you with this case.
And at $3.95 an hour, do I get the
Absolutely.
Bill?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, come on.
No, I'll be available and extra available, and feel free to send us an email, especially young people out there. We need young people to go after the purveyors of hate in America. And I'm dedicating my time to go after those purveyors of hate, including Trump. Trump is going to be sued for $1 billion in my next lawsuit. And to send...
To send
Adelson a message, I'm also naming his lovely wife, Muriel, who happens to be an IDF veteran. Miriam, I'm sorry. Comments from the peanut gallery. But the lawsuit is all about denationalization of the Palestinian people, dehumanization of the Palestinian people, and the establishment of an apartheid regime in the occupied territories.
Okay.
So thank you, Martin.
A lot of bad people.
Yeah.
I'm over, way over my time.
And I still have one last chance to talk to Martin and others at our ideas fair in our last afternoon break coming up here, and a chance to still visit everyone on your passport to get a free drink ticket. So please take a chance to stop by all of the great organizations who can make some real change and give some agency to the things that we've been talking about today. Great. Thank you. And the Susan Abulhawa book signing will also be in the Holman Lounge. So please check out her books and talk to her.
Thank you.
Good. This is Martin's press release right here. Oh, Rich, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
Now, where did we meet? We met. Were you at the? You were at the Holocaust Museum?
Yeah. That's where we met.
New Jersey.
I'm from
musician.
Yes. Thank you very much.
How's it going?
Well, I got here, so you know.
They ain't got you yet.
Yeah. No, I'm
not good. This is Martin's press release. A little bit basic information.